أهلا بكل الذين ينضموا للاستماع إلى راديو بلدي، أول راديو عربي أمريكي ويعنى بقضايا العرب في المهجر. برامجنا في راديو بلدي كل يوم جمعة من 8 وحتى 9 صباحا مع ليلى الحسيني في بث حي ومباشر عبر WNZK Radio 690 AM. صباح الخير بلدي، صباح الخير لكل مستمعينا.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern and American simulcast radio show. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning on WNZK 690 AM from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan with Layla Al-Husseini. Our call-in number 248-557-3300. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your host, Layla Al-Husseini.
Good morning and thank you for being with us. This is the Local Connections brought to you by Khalil Hashim, editor via Michigan.com. The fastest growing digital business magazine in the Middle Eastern communities in Michigan. This show is brought to you in cooperation between Yale Michigan and U.S. Arab Radio. Today is Friday, October 18, 2019. It's a bit cold out there. I think we got our first frost today. I don't know if it really went down to freezing weather, but it's pretty cold out there for a fall day. However, we're really happy, and we don't have to shovel any snow. And I was watching the news this morning, and then I saw some snow way out west. And it's amazing. Thanks to the Lord. The weather here is beautiful, and we're enjoying the fall day. I want to say hello to Layla, who is traveling. Layla Hasni, she's the founder and VS Arab Radio and distinguished journalist. She's traveling to the Middle East. We wish her the best and safe travel. In the news today, there's a lot going on. Eventually, we're going to be talking about how to protect your home from the winter and a little bit about the flu with Dr. Suwan. Dr. Suwan will help us understand the difference between the flu shots that we have today and then the, whether we need to take the flu shot or not and all of this information. So, this is very timely information because this is the best time take the flu shot. Dr. Suwan will be with us around 8:30, and then we will continue with other information on this show. And then there is, again, Washington is Washington, and the talks about impeachment and all the what the president said, what the president did, and what he didn't do, it's just amazing. And all the lies and all the deception, and I wish they spend half, just half of that time trying to solve some of our issues. You know, I was looking at the other day, a friend of mine was asking me to help him with trying to find health care for him. It's just amazing. The cheapest you can find around here is through the county, and it's not that great, but it's like $250 a month. That's a lot, you know. If you work full-time, you should have free health care. You really should have free health care. You're already paying a lot of taxes. You're paying the government, you're paying locally, you're paying the state, you're paying everybody taxes. It's a lot of taxes. And then you have to pay $250, then they put all these limitations on you, and then you have to pay $20 for a copay and $40 if you're going to buy medication. What if the medication is not even worth $40? It's amazing. Instead of these guys, you know, bickering in Washington and challenging each other, and then all the money and the resources and the energy they're spending over, I mean, I didn't vote for President Trump. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And I don't like some of the things that, you know, President Trump is doing. But find a way to solve your issues with minimum drama. You know, just amazing. It never amazes me how dysfunctional Washington is. Just unbelievable. And also in the news, there are, you know, no country is happy, I guess. Protests are sweeping Lebanon for a second day over conditions in the country. You know, the government, you're talking about dysfunctional government, that's a really dysfunctional government over there, very greedy politicians. And what amazes me is a lot of people say they're not they don't have that much income. And then you look at politicians in Lebanon, and they're all unbelievably rich. You know, their children driving the best cars. They have billions and billions of dollars. And you know, these are the people who came in years ago, and they just wanted to change things for the better. I guess nobody is better than anybody. And anyway, so recently, what really tipped the scale is the Lebanese government wanted to impose a tax on WhatsApp, using WhatsApp. I mean, why would they impose a tax on you? And if this is your phone, and you already have a service, and you're using whatever app you want to use, and the reason is because a lot of people use it in Lebanon, and they wanted to really try to zing the population. And now, what did they do? Finally, they woke up, and they started demonstrations, and you know what? The way they're doing the demonstrations really doesn't help, because they're having all these fires lighting up on fire, and then destruction doesn't solve. You can go to the street and demonstrate against the government, but you don't have to destroy the asphalt, because once you burn tires, you're burning the asphalt under it, and these are going to be potholes when the rain comes. We used to do that when we were kids, and then we regretted it. Anyway, we hope that these guys will find a way to really you know, make a difference, and hopefully it helps the country. The war in Syria continues. You know, this story has taken a life of its own. It's really amazing why our media all of a sudden took a strong interest in Syria. Syria has been under destruction. Really, the country is being ripped apart. And, you know, we're not going to talk about whose fault it is and whose not fault it is, but people have been dying in Syria. Syria is a beautiful country, great people, Syrian people, and very intelligent. Syria has... Damascus is the oldest, most continuous city in the world, and very intelligent people. Again, Syria had no deaths prior to the war. They just had no deaths. You know, can you imagine a country with no deaths? You know, they had good industries. They did have a dictatorship there, but they had good things going for them. And then, you know, the war started in 2012, and people have been killed in Syria since 2012. Only today, and recently, when Turkey decided to go into attack the Kurds, the story became very important to American media. I don't understand. Well, I know what's going on, but it just does not make any sense. You know, when we were fighting ISIS, we killed so many people there, and we didn't really say anything about it. Now, all of a sudden, we're trying to give it more publicity, and we're still not offering a good solution. We're just making it this issue between President Trump and the president of Turkey, and, you know, how we betrayed Turkey, or the Kurds, rather. You know, the issue with the Kurds is a lot more complicated than most people really understand. The issue with the Kurds is that, you know, there is no country called Kurdistan. There used to be an area where a lot of Kurds live. Right now, there is no present country. So there are a lot of Kurds who are Syrian, who are Iraqis, who are Turks, who are Iranians, and other countries as well. And there are Kurds in Lebanon. There are Kurds all over the place. And just like there are Armenians, you know, that were displaced, and then now they live in many different countries. Now, the thing with the Kurds is that outside powers such as the United States, such as Russia, such as Israel, such as, have been playing them to destabilize the region. You know, they try to tell them, well, you should have your own autonomy, you should have your own this, and they give them a little bit of weapons, and then they let them down. You know, we remember when they let them down, when the United States let the Kurds down in Iraq, and then Saddam Hussein then came in and gassed them up. You know, it's just amazing how we have done to these people. Instead of just encouraging them to just be good citizens where they live and not use them as a pawn for our political game, whether it's the United States, whether it's, you know, European countries. And recently, the biggest player in the area has been Israel, trying to establish a relationship with them and use them against Iran. use them against, Syria, use them against Iraq. This is not right. This is not fair. You know, you tell people that we're going to help you to become, you know, have your own country, and then when they really need the help, we're not there. This is not right, and it shouldn't happen that way. So it's a very sad story, and we've seen it being played over and over and over again. It's unfortunate. And, we hope that things change, and we hope that our government, start behaving differently. Today in Washington, you know, they tell you we are, you know, they tell you that you were betraying the Kurds. Well, we have done it before many, many, many times. And what's our policy with the Kurds? What are we going to do? Are we going to carve part of Syria, part of Turkey, part of this and part of that, and then, you know, Turkey is not going to accept that. Iran is not going to accept that. Syria is not going to accept that. Why don't we work with the Syrian government and then make sure that the Kurds are protected by their own government? We're telling the Kurds, no, Syria is not your government. You should have your own. It doesn't work out that way. You can't just make a government. You know, you have to have a lot of foundation for the government. You have to have services. You have to have military. Well, they have military, but you know, you have to have all of these, what do you call them, you know, service to provide to the people. You can't just say, oh, just draw territory and then now you're in charge of it and give them a few weapons and give them a little bit of money. It doesn't work out that way. This has been really one of the worst stories misrepresented, misreported by the media in the history of the United States. You know, I still remember seeing the Kurds being gassed up by Saddam Hussein because we let him down. And that's not fair. Really, it's not fair. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
مرحبا سعيد.
اهلا علا.
ليش هالمقابلة الفاترة هاي؟ بيقول المثل لاقيني ولا تغديني.
يمه زعلتي، شنو رأيك إذا لقيتك وأيضا غديتك بأحسن مطاعم ميشيغان مطعم عشتار؟
والله فكرة، أفضل الأطباق والمقبلات العربية والعراقية وأحلى ملقى.
ولا تنسين اللحوم الطازجة مباشرة من ملحمة عشتار لزباين عشتار، وملحمة عشتار توفر اختيارات متنوعة من كافة أنواع اللحوم وبأسعار متميزة وجودة أيضا مميزة. ملحمة عشتار تقع على 36865 راين رود في مدينة تولي هايت.
وأكيد أحلى لمة وأطيب لقمة في مطعم عشتار اللي عنوانه 362515 ماير رود في مدينة ستيرلينغ هايت. هاتف 586-698-2585.
يلا علا
يلا عشتار، للجودة وكرم الضيافة عنوان
مطعم عشتار.
The Rama Relief Foundation provides humanitarian aid into areas inside of war-torn Syria, as well as aid to the refugees who have fled to the neighboring countries in the Middle East. The foundation offers food baskets, container shipment, mental health, education, soup kitchens, and more. Go to ramarelief.org or call 248-990-4247. Any donation amount made to Rama will go to sustaining many lives. Call now 248-990-4247.
If halal is important to your family, you can trust that Miramar will offer not only the highest quality halal products, but the best tasting and healthiest foods that can be placed on your family table with confidence. Miramar is the first and oldest halal certified food brand in America, serving the Arab and Muslim community, and offers a wide range of halal food products. Check out Miramar's halal food selection today by visiting Miramar's exclusive distributor, Ziad Brothers Importing, at www.ziad.com.
When it comes to reproductive medicine, IVF Michigan Fertility Centers are the recognized leaders. With locations in Bloomfield Hills and five other cities in Michigan and Ohio, IVF has experts in all aspects of the field. As a founding member of IVF Michigan Fertility Centers, Dr. Nicholas Shama is one of the leading reproductive endocrinologists in Michigan and Ohio. Dr. Shama has performed over 10,000 IVF cases and has helped thousands of couples fulfill their dreams of parenthood. American Board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and infertility, Dr. Nicholas Shama is a very caring, compassionate, expert physician that understands not only the medical but also the emotional toil of infertility on his patients. When it's time, get personalized care from Dr. Nicholas Shama at IVF Michigan Fertility Centers in Michigan and Ohio. Call toll-free 855-952-9600, 855-952-9600.
Kashat's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab offers a great array of your favorite Mediterranean meals. Meals range from lamb specialties, shawarma sandwiches, seafood dinners, and they offer special big trays of your favorite food, plus much more. Kashat's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab address is 32839 Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills. Their phone number is 248-538-9552. That number again is 248-538-9552, and the supermarket is open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Kashat's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab will definitely leave you satisfied.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. This is Khalil Hashem with the Local Connections. We've been talking about various issues in the news before we went on break, and I did, I did neglect to say good morning on the air to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I really appreciate everything you do for us.
Thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. You mentioned Jerry is on the line?
Yep, he's on.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Mr. Khalil Hashem, and thank you for taking my call. And good morning to Mr. Mike Shankar, your producer. We appreciate your show, Mr. Khalil, and we wish our ambassador, Her Excellency Leila Al-Husseini, to have a nice trip. And God bless her. I do believe Mr. Khalil, Ms. Leila was appointed ambassador of the goodwill 3-4 years ago, right?
She was. Absolutely.
She deserved the title. Yeah. And you deserve
Absolutely.
It too, Mr. Khalil.
Thank you.
Mr. Khalil, what you talking today?
Yes, sir.
About what's happening here in the United States, what's happening overseas in the Middle East. Mr. Khalil, I want to bring it to you. I want to say God bless America with what's going on nowadays. But I wish mighty Lord help our countries in the Middle East more and more and more. What's going on right now in the border between Syria and Turkey, what happened in Iraq, what happened in Yemen. And I want to bring your memory back.
And what's going on in Lebanon today, too?
In
a
Lebanon,
lot of demonstrations in Lebanon.
I mean, God help Lebanon. It's not just the wildfire in the wildness, but I do believe there is a fire inside the fire. I mean politics, you know. So, you know, it's all over the Middle East, Mr. Khalil. We don't know what is going on. But I bring it to you, Mr. Khalil, again and again and again. And I know you are very intelligent person. When it comes
Thank
to
you.
Separate politics from religion, this is the problem we are facing nowadays, Mr. Khalil. Look what happened back then, 3-4 decades ago, the civil war in Lebanon between one family, Christian, Muslim, Shiite and Sunni, a Christian, Catholic and Maroni and Orthodox. Look what happened in Ireland between Catholic and a Protestant. It was so bloody. And now it seemed to me like those countries over there, Mr. Khalil, Europe, when Europe in the Middle Ages, there was a chaos. Europe was the dark ages because of all those religion things, and the Protestant and the Catholic, and then the priest from Germany came in and split from the Catholic Church. So when we come to the conclusion, Mr. Khalil Hashem, don't you agree yes. with me? If we want to put a peaceful, democratic area, our Middle East does not have a problem if we sit together and tell the politician, this is your field, and we tell to all the religious leader, if they are Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Dursi, Sabi, hey, this is your mosque, this is your church, this is your synagogue, this is your temple. Stay there. Serve God and serve the people, and God bless you. But to mix religion with politics, this is a no-no. Especially Mr. Khalil. As an
good luck to
Arab
you, Jerry.
Chaldean.
Good luck to you doing that. It hasn't been done over
you.
The years, and it's very tough to do. I agree with you. I agree with you. But you know what? It's very tough to do. It all boils down to one thing, is how, you know, it's the education of the populace, how sophisticated we are to understand what's really going on, and whether we can develop from the tribalism that we have into a more civilized society where we have allegiance to the country instead of having allegiance to, you know, your faith, your tribe, your clans, your whatever it is. So that sophistication, I mean, what sustained America so far is that we're all Americans, regardless of who we are, and we try to serve this country as best as we can, regardless of some of the problems we have. So that, that change, unless you see that change. I mean, look at Lebanon. You know, Lebanon is divided along not only religious, but along sectarian, you know, along families, along this, along that. Look at Iraq, same way. You know, look at Syria. Everybody says, you know, people say I'm a Kurd, I'm a this, I'm a that, instead of saying I'm Syrian, I'm Iraqi, I'm Turkey, I'm Turkish, I'm Iranian. And this is the problem, is that there are no allegiance, and we're allowing outside sources to really play us for their own gain. That is the problem that we have.
Excuse me, Mr.
I don't want to waste a lot of time on that. I'm going to give you a lot of seconds to conclude, and then I want to thank you, Jerry, for calling. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Khalil, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you so much. And I promise you to give you some information on how to take care. Tom was supposed to be with us, and he's unable to be with us. And just wanted to give you some information on how to take care of your home for the winter. And later on, we'll be talking to Dr. Suwan. She will tell us how to take care of our body. And the best way, and this information that was given to us from Tom last year, from the outside, you need to check your windows and to make sure that there are no cracks in the seals that you have. And the, you know, the storm drains and all of that. Seal driveway cracks. Trim all trees. It's very important that you trim trees so when there are wind and there are, you know, extra ice on them, they don't fall on your property. They don't fall on your house or on your garage. And as far as foundation, check for rainstorm, for drainage, for proper drainage from foundation. All foundation needs to drain to the outside, and you know, it's very important, meaning that water should run away from the home. The water, the dirt should be higher near the house and then lower as it goes, and it goes sloping away from the house. This is something very important. And if they have any cracks in your driveway, seal them now so water won't get in, because if water gets in between these cracks and then they freeze, they're going to expand, they're going to get bigger. So as far as your roof, check for loose damage or missing roofing. Check for soft signs, for moisture buildup. If you see soft signs on the wood, that wood needs to be changed. And check the flashing for fit or poor seals. If the flashing, which is this piece of board that goes on the side of the house, there's a lot of space there. Water is going to get in there, and it's going to expand, and it's going to rot. Check and clean all gutters and downspouts to make sure all the gutters are clean, they're all tight, they don't leak. And then downspouts that need to be taken away from, they need to drain away from the house. If they're dumping water right next to your wall, you're going to get a problem. So you need to move it away from the house. As in the attic, check for proper ventilation, opening for, you know, if there are like sometimes you get birds nesting in open areas, you need to clean that up to make sure that the air is circulated in your attic. Check positions and conditions of insulation to make sure you have plenty of insulation to keep you warm. If you don't have enough insulation, then you need to add more insulation. And I think it's either 15 or 16 inch. Check with Home Depot or Lowe's or whoever you go to. They tell you the proper insulation. It's an R something that you can put. It's very simple. You can do it yourself. Bring it up. It's a roll, and you roll it. Excuse me. And as far as heating, cooling, follow manufacturer's instructions for your furnace. Here's what I do, and I always recommend it to all my clients. As you well know, I'm in real estate. For all my clients, I ask them to call a technician. They come in, they fine-tune tune up your furnace. You know, the other day, I brought in, you know, I asked Thought Enterprises, this is who I deal with most of the time. I asked him to, we called him, he came in, he sent a technician in, and the technician checked the furnace, and we found that the heat exchanger was broken. And if the heat exchanger is broken, it's going to spoo. First, it's not going to light up correctly. It's going to build up the gas in there, and it could explode. Second, it's going to send carbon monoxide into your home, into where you're living. You can't see carbon monoxide. It will kill you. So we end up having to change the furnace. And it's a good time to change it right now because, you know, they're not as busy. When it gets really cold, this is when they get really busy. You need to take a look at some people put air conditioners in windows. These are going to bring a lot of cold air inside, even though you're not using them. Either remove them, or you can winterize them by putting a piece of plastic over it to make sure that no cold air is coming into the home. And, test and start your humidifiers. In the summertime, we use the dehumidifier to reduce the humidity. But in the wintertime, we need to use the humidifier to make sure we're injecting enough humidity for the air to continue to be humid and comfortable. You need to change the filter, make sure the filter is new in the furnace, and then make sure your water heater is taken care of. Ask an expert to do it. It costs $70. It's really well worth it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
إلي ساعة عم بستناك مشان نروح نتغدى بالشام
الشام؟
ايه بالشام ومو بالشام
شلون صارت هي؟
بدل ما نروح نتغدى بالشام
ايه
جابونا الأكلات الشامية الطيبة لعنا لهم
وشلون بقى؟
هذا مطعم دماس عم يعمل كل الأكلات الشامية الطيبة
وطيبة؟
طيبة كتير
شرفوا نتغدى سوا بمطعم دماس
الأكل الشامي الأصيل فقط بدمس كوزين زوروهم على 28841 أرشد لك بفارمينغتون هيلز ولطلباتكم اتصلوا على 248-987-4609 That's 248-987-4609 دمس كوزين and catering جبنا لكم الشام لعندكم
is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, Life for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to Life now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
مرحبا سعيد
اهلا علا
ليش هالمقابله الفاتره هي بيقول المثل لاقيني ولا تغديني
يمه زعلتي شنو رايك اذا لقيتك وايضا غديتك باحسن مطاعم ميشيغان مطعم عشتار
والله فكره افضل الاطباق والمقبلات العربيه والعراقيه واحلى ملقا
ولا تنسين اللحوم الطازجه مباشره من ملحمه عشتار لزباين عشتار وملحمه عشتار توفر اختيارات متنوعه من كافه انواع اللحوم وباسعار متميزه وجوده ايضا مميزه ملحمه عشتار تقع على 36865 راين رود في مدينة جولي هايت
وأكيد أحلى لمة وأطيب لقمة في مطعم عشتار اللي عنوانه 362515 ماير رود في مدينة ستيرلينغ هايت هاتف 586-698-2585
يلا علا
عشتار للجودة وكرم الضيافة عنوان
مطعم عشتار
The Rama Relief Foundation provides humanitarian aid into areas inside of war-torn Syria, as well as aid to the refugees who have fled to the neighboring countries in the Middle East. The foundation offers food baskets, container shipment, mental health, education, soup kitchens, and more. Go to ramarelief.org or call 248-990-4247. Any donation amount made to Rama will go to sustaining many lives. Call now 248-990-4247.
Thank you.
If halal is important to your family, you can trust that Miramar will offer not only the highest quality halal products, but the best tasting and healthiest foods that can be placed on your family table with confidence. Miramar is the first and oldest halal certified food brand in America, serving the Arab and Muslim community, and offers a wide range of halal food products. Check out Miramar's halal food selection today by visiting Miramar's exclusive distributor, Ziad Brothers Importing, at www.ziad.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. And before we went on the break, we were talking about how you can get your home ready for the winter. You know, I want to add one more thing is if you have a fireplace, you need to have it checked before you start using it. There are services that come in, and then they will check your fireplace. They go on the top, and then they sweep it. They make sure it's clean. There are no cracks in it. A fireplace could really start a fire in your home if it's not proper. If you have any additional questions, give us a call, 313-819-0101. We'll be more than happy to help you. And that goes for how you can protect your home for the winter. As of now, we're going to move on to a different topic when it says how to protect your body. And then we asked our friend and the talented Dr. Sawan to be with us this morning to help us understand one of the biggest issue in winter is the flu, and how do we prepare for the flu, and you know which vaccine to take, and when to take it, and how effective it is. So we're happy that Dr. Sawan has joined us. Good morning, Dr. Sawan.
Good morning, Khalid. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. I understand you're in Chicago, and it's an hour earlier, but we really thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're talking about the flu. You know, what could you tell us about it?
So the flu is a highly contagious respiratory illness caused by the flu virus. And the flu usually is prevalent in the flu season, which is usually okay. October through March in the United States. And the duration sure. of the flu season can vary. It could, you know, it can extend to May as well. So basically, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, flu cases generally peak between December and February. So we are basically in the time of the flu right now. You know, we are like in the middle of October, and it is recommended that all of us should be completed our flu shot by the end of October. So, you know, this is a very important information. You know that while most healthy people recover from the flu within a few weeks, there are some people who are considered at risk of developing severe complications from the flu, like pneumonia, and they may need hospitalization. And the high-risk groups include elderly people, pregnant women, and those with chronic illnesses or compromised immune system, and also children younger than 5 years old. So, you know, it is important to prevent flu rather having it.
How long does it take for the vaccine to kick in? Like if I take the vaccine today, how long does it take for it to kick in? 2 weeks, okay.
And during those 2 weeks, you may actually catch the flu. You know, you will not be immune against the flu, and you may catch the flu. And that's why some people may think that, you know, the vaccine caused the flu. As a matter of fact, the vaccine does not cause the flu. However, you know, it may...
Why is that? Why it doesn't cause the flu?
Oh, it does not. Because it is, you know, like basically a dead virus or attenuated virus if it is the nasal form of it. So it does not cause the flu. But the question that, you know, the question that always my patients will ask me, how do I know if it is a flu or cold? So, you know, like we really need to know the symptoms of the flu. It is sudden onset of illness. It may be associated with fever or chills or both. Patients may have sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, cough, body aches, tiredness, fatigue, vomiting or diarrhea, especially with children. But, you know, like how patients would know, or of course, you know, anybody who has symptoms should go to a physician. But in general, the difference between cold and flu, usually the cold does not have fever or chills. It's rare. It may happen, but it's rare. And body aches, usually with patients who have common cold, body aches may be slight. It's not like the flu. With the flu, body aches will be severe. Also, you know, like tiredness, you know, people with flu, they are very tired. Most important, the onset. I mean, you know, with the cold, it is gradual. With the flu, it's sudden. And, you know, the onset is sudden. So, you know, there are, like, you know, differences, you know, between the flu and common cold. Usually, common cold, with common cold, you know, patients will have stuffy nose. And, you know, it is less typical, you know, with the flu. Sneezing is common with common cold, but it's not typical with flu. So there are differences. And the most important thing is that patients should consult with a physician once, you know, a person is developing symptoms or coming down, you know, with, you know, like feeling achy or, you know, scratchy throat or lacking energy. Patients should consult with their physician.
Sounds good. Now, you mentioned to me before that there are two different kinds of vaccines we should take this year.
It's not we should take both of them. You know, we should take one of them. But, you know, like,
okay,
First of all, it is important to know that flu shot is the best bet for avoiding influenza. And there are, of course, you know, like, two types of vaccines. Usually shipments of flu vaccine would start in August. And it is recommended, you know, like, as soon as you can take it, it will be better. But I would say that by the end of October, all of us, we should be vaccinated against the flu.
It should be by
the end of October, because, you know, remember that it will take 2 weeks. But what if you, you know, like, miss, you know, this window? It doesn't mean that if you miss it that you shouldn't take it. You can still take the flu vaccine even if it is late, and better late than none. So it is really important to take the flu vaccine, because complications of flu could be very devastating. And it is important to know also, like, some of my patients will ask me, oh, I got the vaccine last year. Am I supposed to get it, you know, this year as well? So I would say that, you know, when it comes, yeah, really. So, I mean, because, you know, like, we take other types of vaccines, you know, like, once in a lifetime, or maybe, you know, like, three times or something.
Sure.
It depends on, you know, the type of vaccine. But when it comes to influenza or flu, we take it every year. And the reason for that, the flu viruses evolve so quickly. So last year's vaccine may not protect you from the year's viruses. Now, new flu vaccines are released every year to keep up with the rapidly adapting flu viruses. So this is a very important point, because, and, you know, it's always like that. Oh, I got it last year. Why should I get it this year? You should really get the flu vaccine every year. And, you know, like, also, one of the most important questions, you know, patients will ask me about pregnant women. It is recommended that pregnant women should get the flu vaccine. They will protect themselves and they will protect also their babies.
Is there anybody that shouldn't take the vaccine?
Yes. It is important to know that people who are allergic to eggs should not take the vaccine. Now, I'm talking if it is severe allergy, but if it is mild allergy, you can still take the vaccine, but you should be, you know, under supervision of your physician, and you should be, you know, like, under observation for some time. But, you know, like, with severe allergy, it is contraindicated. And also, if somebody has severe reaction to the flu vaccine before, in this case, it is not recommended that they take it again. Patients should consult with their physicians, and usually physicians would recommend the flu vaccine to everybody, you know, like everyone aged 6 months or older. But it is very important in pregnant women, in older adults, like and also in young children. And, you know, it is recommended, you know, with patients who have chronic illnesses. Because, you know, like, if they get the flu and, you know, they are already, you know, like, sick, it will be, you know, like, they will, they may experience complications of the flu. And, of course, there are complications of the flu. Usually, the flu should not take more than 3 weeks to recover. But in some people, you know, there could be ear infections, bronchitis, sinus infections, or pneumonia. And, you know, all of these medical conditions could be complications, you know, of untreated flu or complications of flu with, you know, like with patients who have chronic illnesses as well.
Sure. Now, if somebody doesn't take the vaccine and then they get the flu, well, you know, I mean, is it like a different levels of flu? Like some people get like a mild symptom, some people get more serious. What should they do?
Okay, so this is the situation, and this is very important to know. The vaccine does not prevent the flu 100%. Sure. It may actually prevent the flu 50 to 60%. However, even if the vaccine does not prevent the flu, people who will get the flu after vaccination will have less symptoms of the flu than people who did not take the flu shot.
Exactly.
Or the flu vaccination. This is a very important point. And to tell you the truth, I would say that prevention is better than anything else, you know, with all medical conditions and all medical illnesses. And the most important thing, of course, you know, like we are recommending the flu shot. However, it is very important to do additional steps. So, you know, it is important to avoid, you know, like places where you will find, you know, crowds of people. Also avoid touching your face, nose, mouth, and eyes. And these are the places where germs can enter your body from. And also, you know, you can avoid contact with people who are sick. And washing your hands is so important, and as often as we can. Especially if we touch shared services, because it's important to know that, you know, like, you may not only just, like, you know, be in contact with a sick person. The flu virus can live on services for up to 24 hours. So, you know, it is important to know that, you know, it's not only by contacting, you know, sick people. Also, you know, it's very important, like, if somebody is sick, they are not supposed to go to school. I mean, if your kids are sick, do not send them to school. And if you are sick, do not go to work. And also, you know, like, when people are sneezing, they should cough into a tissue and throw it away immediately. Or if they do not have a tissue, they should not sneeze in their hands. They can usually use their elbow if they do not have a tissue. Because, you know, like, you know, just contaminating the hands will actually make the situation worse. So there are, of course, antiviral medications that could be taken also if patients develop flu. But, you know, these are all prescription medications, and not all antiviral medications may work for everybody. And some of them are contraindicated, especially those medications that are taken, you know, as inhalers. They are contraindicated, you know, with some medical conditions. So it's really important to consult with physicians when anybody is developing symptoms.
Absolutely. We got a few seconds left, Dr. Suwan. What else should we know about the flu?
It's better than having the flu.
Absolutely.
Yeah, prevention. Yeah. Prevention is better. And, you know, like, it is important also to know that how to diagnose the flu. We usually diagnose it by history, symptoms, and physical exam, and by the season. Sometimes we may use rapid influenza diagnostic tests, but we do not use it when everything is clear and when it is the season for it. So, you know, just, you know, by symptoms and signs, your physician will be able to diagnose you and will be able to treat you. It's important to rest, take lots of fluids. This is, you know, important. And, you know, like using humidifiers to ease nasal congestion. You can gargle salt water to soothe your sore throat. And it's important, you may take like Tylenol, but it's important not to give aspirin to young children, because this may cause something called Reye syndrome that could be fatal. So it's really important to consult with physicians, and it's important to avoid aspirin in children. This is a very, very important point.
I really, really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. This is valuable information, and, you know, I miss having you on the show, and this is why I wanted to reach out to you and ask you to be with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Suwan.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
مرحبا سعيد.
أهلا علا.
ليش هالمقابلة الفاترة هاي؟ بيقول المثل لاقيني ولا تغديني.
يمه زعلتي، شنو رأيك إذا لقيتك وأيضا غديتك بأحسن مطاعم ميشيغان، مطعم عشتار؟
والله فكرة، أفضل الأطباق والمقبلات العربية والعراقية وأحلى ملقى.
ولا تنسين اللحوم الطازجة مباشرة من ملحمة عشتار لزباين عشتار، وملحمة عشتار توفر اختيارات متنوعة من كافة أنواع اللحوم وبأسعار متميزة وجودة أيضا مميزة. ملحمة عشتار تقع على 36865 راين رود في مدينة تولي هاي.
وأكيد أحلى لمة وأطيب لقمة في مطعم عشتار اللي عنوانه 362515 ماير رود في مدينة ستيرلينغ هايت. هاتف 586-698-2585.
يلا علا
يلا عشتار، للجودة وكرم الضيافة عنوان
مطعم عشتار.
When you're looking for the best in optical care, Dr. Imad Nakash is your doctor to see. With years of experience and thousands of successful procedures performed, you can trust your eyes to Dr. Imad Nakash. See Dr. Imad Nakash and his professional staff for your eye care needs. There's two locations to serve you. In Hazel Park, call 248-336-3937. 248-336-3937. In Rochester Hills, call 248-299-3937. That's 248-299-3937.
إلي سام بستناك مشان نروح نتغدى بالشام.
الشام؟
إيه بالشام ومو بالشام.
شلون صارت هاي؟
بدل ما نروح نتغدى بالشام
إيه
جابونا الأكلات الشامية الطيبة لعنا لهم.
وشلون بقى؟
هذا مطعم دماس عم يعمل كل الأكلات الشامية الطيبة.
أوه. وطيبة؟
طيبة كتير.
شرفوا نتغدى سوا بمطعم دماس.
الأكل الشامي الأصيل فقط بدمس كوزين. زوروهم على 28841 أرشد لك بفارمينغتون هيلز. ولطلباتكم اتصلوا على 248-987-4609. That's 248-987-4609. دمس كوزين and catering. جبنا لكم الشام لعندكم.
LIFE is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, LIFE for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to LIFE now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
Are you going to start a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood at 734-744-9796. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Naji Abood now, 734-744-9796. New Concept Products and Design, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. New Concept Products and Design, new location, 31185 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Learn more at www.newconceptproducts.com. Call Naji Abood, 734-744-9796.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. Once again, I want to thank Dr. Swan for being with us. This is valuable information. And to recap very quickly, you know, the flu is a serious virus, and taking the vaccine helps. I take it all the time, every year. My children do. Again, it's not 100% protection against the flu, but it offers quite a bit of protection. Even if we get it, the symptoms are mild. And most importantly, we don't infect other people. We don't bring it home. And this is something very important. There are a lot of theories about the vaccine. Most of them are really wrong. Only you should ask your doctor to make sure that you're not allergic to eggs, as Dr. Swan mentioned. So taking the vaccine is very important. And the flu can be, very serious. Some people develop serious complications, and every year thousands and thousands of people die from the flu. So, be careful, protect yourself, protect your children. And also I want to thank Jerry for calling us, and I want to thank Mike, our producer, for always doing a great job. We want to wish Layla safe travel. She's traveling in the Middle East. And, we start talking about how the world is all messed up, and hopefully we pray that things get better. We pray that people are not as crazy, because at the end of the day, it is us. You know, we elect the people we deserve, and if they do something that they shouldn't really be doing, we need to let them know. And we need to do it in a civilized way, not in a chaotic way. We need to, it's easier said than done, because how do you spread this information and make sure that everybody is at that same level of civility? So, and this is really what's missing, civility. And we hope that we have more of that, and we have leaders who can promote civility as well. Just wanted to, before I leave you, I want to remind you that since I work in real estate, this is also a great time to buy a home. Prices, the market has stabilized. We are able to negotiate good prices with sellers, and mortgages are incredibly beautiful right now. They're great rates, and if you're looking for a home, this is really the time to buy. You know, a lot of people call me and say, shouldn't I wait? You know, I hear that the economy is going to turn sour and this and that. Well, you can wait if you have the cash. If you don't have the cash, I wouldn't wait. You know, the difference between now and a year from now is going to be a few thousand dollars. But the bigger issue here is taxes. The sooner you get into your home, the sooner you can lock in lower taxes, property tax on your home. So, again, another thing is that when things go wrong, banks don't loan any money. So very little money. So, I recommend it. If you're looking for a home, buy it now. If you may save next year, you may save $5,000, but it's not really worth losing a home for that. And then again, the minute you get in for your taxes, the lower your taxes are going to be in the long term. This is the bigger issue than your interest rate or anything else. So, inshallah, if you're looking for a home, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to help you. And inshallah is the Arabic word for God willing. Things will continue to be, the economy will continue to be good. Jobs will continue to be good. And as long as people are working, things, we don't expect the economy to worsen. And, interest rates are good, and then the unemployment numbers are the lowest in 50 years. It's not going to get any better than this. This is really good. If you're in the market for a home, please give me a call, 313-819-0101. I'll be more than happy to find you the home that you're looking for. Or if you're looking for a business, we got a few deals going on as well. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a safe weekend. Thanks to everyone who came on the show. Thanks to Mike for his help. And have a great weekend. Bye now.